The last effort to push through funding for a regional transit authority was 2016, and that collapsed under opposition from then Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson and Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. And that opposition for Mark Hackle appears unchanged because Macomb is not part of today's announcement. He is with us now. Welcome to the program and tell us, why is Macomb County not taking part?
Well, I guess I have to ask the question myself, but taking part of what? I mean, there was really just an opportunity to change legislation to allow municipalities throughout the entire state to capture taxes up to 5 mils in a different fashion if they decide to come together. So there really was no announcement of any RTA plan. There was no announcement of any movement as to how taxes are going to be collected if this passes. So that's all it is an opportunity to change legislation, which I've already said I'm not going to interfere with any attempt on behalf of the legislators to change taxing structure or ways they want to tax municipalities. And I think that's all that was discussed today.
So this new legislation from State Representative Jason Shepard, you don't see anything in it that makes you say, well, you know what, I'm willing to take another look.
Well, that's up to you. When you say take another look at what?
At becoming part of a regional solution and a regional system.
Again, I have to disagree. We are part of a regional solution. Macomb is the only county in the entire region that has been all in on regional transit from day one. We're the only county that has all the communities connected to it. That's not the case for Wayne County. It's not the case for Oakland. And I'm pretty certain that's not the case for Washtenaw County either. So they have a issue with connectivity. And with that being said, I'm not going to stand in their way to try to figure out how they develop a system like Macomb has in connecting their entire county. And so, you know, if there's a need to change legislation to do that, I guess supportive of their interest. The concern is, what does this enabling legislation do? And it's not something that's just for Wayne, Oakland, and Washtenaw County. This legislation is what they were talking about today. And the introducing of this legislation allows any municipality to partner with other municipalities and allow an opportunity for the vote of the people that can tax up to 5 mils and not be capped by any legislation or requirement that they have at a local level. So that may be concerning for some other communities and some of the other legislators. But again, that's going to be up to them to make that determination, not me.
So, you know, you talk about that you've got a good working transportation system for Macomb County. Are people in Macomb County able to say, let's get to Detroit Metropolitan Airport easily with public transit or get to downtown Detroit or Midtown? Is it good enough for folks in Macomb County?
I can tell you this. I've been the county executive for 9 years, and I've not heard one comment, not one complaint, not one concern from one municipal leader, one county commissioner, or any individual citizen here in Macomb County in over 9 years. But what I do hear every day is at least one complaint about our roads, bridges, and or infrastructure. I hear that every day, and that's been a consistent pattern. So, you know, the conversation about transit, apparently people are satisfied with it because they supported the increases when we first started with a 33.33 mil ask in the early or mid-1990s. We supported it up until the most recent millage ask to an increase of 1 mil. And so people here in Macomb County have always supported it. We've always been all in. We'll continue to. Never did Macomb County, when this first started, say, wait a minute, how come Wayne County is not being regional by not having all of their communities being a part of this? How come Detroit isn't being regional and not wanting to be a part of SMART and opted out to have their own transit system? Macomb has never raised that question or concern because we tend to believe that it's up to each community or each county to make their own determination. And in Macomb County, they decided amongst the 26 commissioners back when that the best option for Macomb County and its 27 municipalities is to vote as a county and support transit. And they did. And they've supported that since day one.
Do you envision any scenario, County Executive Hackle, where Macomb County would join with Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb in this regional transit authority effort?
Again, I can't help but go back to 1990s. Macomb County did join Wayne and Oakland County with a regional system. And so we have one, and the question is, what they need to do is to try to figure out how do they connect their communities better. we will support them by, allowing legislation to pass. When I say allowing, I have no vote in that. I don't decide that we shouldn't vote on a piece of legislation that gives them the opportunity to go ahead and, force all the communities in Wayne County in if there's a vote that's put forth based upon this new Municipal Partnership Act adjustment here. So what that would in effect do is allow them to have a mechanism in place to do what Macomb County had done decades ago. So again, I can't say that would be a bad thing, but again, those communities that don't want to participate in the transit system in their communities are probably going to be the ones raising concern, not me.
Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle, thanks for being with us on Stateside.
You bet. Thank you for having me.